showering with you since I don't know when.
It's totally natural to mother's love.
I tell you all the time, you're my only friend.
And I really love your lasagna.
Look at me now, will I ever learn? I don't know how, but when you suddenly lick my face,
you run away and I start to chase.
Yes, it's strange, I want to sit in your bath.
Yes, it's strange that you're a sociopath.
Whoa, whoa, Mamma Mia, here we go again. Date night for three, no it doesn't suck. Mamma Mia, I was low again. Thank you for paying for my tummy tuck. Yes, from that gross colonic.
And that commercial for a Sonic.
Mom, 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 I'll never let you go. Mamma Mia, here we go again.
Welcome to Gaelic. Would you like a bourbon sour with that drink?
No, it is named. No, you can't say bourbon sour. No, they don't have bourbon sours at Galaga Bar.
It's ironic. It's ironic. They're reminding people of home. It's Earth Day.
No, they have.
On every Earth Day, they serve Earth drinks.
A very strange Earth common mixture called a Long Island iced tea.
This next drink is popular with whores in the 70s. It's called a Tom Collins.
I love a good Tom Collins.
I love a good Tom Collins, y'all.
And the drink.
Y'all,
this is Smothered. This is the season finale of Smothered, which I must say has been a completely lackluster season.
It started off strong, and then it kind of just went to Snoozeville.
I don't know what happened. I mean,
You can
blame COVID at the same time, but think about shows like Me, You, and My Ex, which was filmed during COVID, and they haven't had. It's not been. I don't know what happened. This season, the storylines are all over the place. You got Carla and Rakia. Doing some kind of Samuel Beckett play in their house.
Well, y'all, this really is true. This, I feel like this season finale of Smother left us with some. Sorry, I'm getting comfortable.
Burning questions.
Yeah, it left us with burning questions and like kind of up
last
in the
time
air.
Last time I was in Puerto Vallarta.
You always get a burn there. That's true. It's worth it. But until you said I didn't realize Carla and Rakia, yeah, they're just, you know, like with Amy and what's her name?
Karina.
We could tell it was an ending.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could tell it was an ending and they're like, we're gonna stay codependent forever. But with this
That was their just, ending, yeah.
But with how did Carla and Rakia even she was just like, Mom, I'm moving out, and she was like, okay.
I guess I'll be okay with it. Yeah, it was weird.
It was almost like
they just gave up.
And some plot lines on this episode were weird.
I think the Sunhee Angelica, they definitely tried to push for a cliffhanger.
Welcome to Reality Gaze. This is Maddie and Poodle talking about your favorite mothers that are smothered.
Your favorite mother-daughter couples.
Your favorite.
You're right. Even Cher and Dawn,
it's
I was kind of like, yeah, I.
It's just it's totally up in the air. Angela and Suhi ended bad. Lauren and Lisa.
Well,
Lauren
no, but and, that was a cliffhanger, so that was intentionally.
I know, but like Lauren and Lisa, that kind of ended on like a okay.
Yeah, kind of like a wet fart.
yeah, and then Kathy and Christina were kind of like.
That was like a cock tease.
It was like their episode ended to me like it was episode 5.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a very lackluster episode.
Let's get into it and finish this out.
Do this
y'all.
Shit. This is called Between a Mother and a Hard Place.
You know, anyone who's dated Poodle's brother has been there.
That is the truth. It is the truth. Lady of the Tiger. and you want the tiger. You do not want the lady, my mother.
No. I mean, how many girlfriends has your mother
run off?
Run off.
Ooh, she's tried to run off all of them. To be fair, my brother has chosen some real losers.
I know you talk about you're very, very, you said you're very lucky to get the sister-in-law you have.
Yeah, we have. She's the best of all possible worlds.
Same for mine, too.
Yeah, but my mother would still, she's like, I love her to death, but, you know, I just wish she'd just blah, blah, blah. But no, I helped her try to actively run off one of them, who was an actual disaster. And oh wow, there were some losers. Yeah, he was torn by a good pussy, and he would do anything for it. Anyway,
maybe one of them let him do butt stuff.
Maybe.
Y'all, let's move on to Angelica and Soon-hee.
Let's get down to our pair of intergalactic cocktail waitresses. They one episode till they get to go to Endor, y'all. One episode for a weekend.
Toshiko is maybe the most uncomfortable person in the world. And again, this kind of
I don't blame
because
her.
She just rolled over. I really thought I was going to get a mother on mother fight.
Mm-mm.
Didn't happen.
So
they're having the dinner.
Soon-hee just kind of jumps in and says, "So, Toshiko," in her Bond villain voice, "did you want Angelica as your daughter-in-law?"
And she's like, "I just wanted some more iced tea."
But she basically said, "Whatever's fine with Jason is okay with me." Again, she's not even playing ball, y'all. She refuses.
She refused, and Toshiko says, but Toshiko does says, "As long as Jason's happy, I'm fine."
Right.
And then she's like, "Well, did you want to, you know, see them get married?" She said, "I didn't know they were engaged to be married."
Right.
And she said, and
then he's like, "Oh, really, Jason? Like, you didn't tell your mother?"
Toshiko, we're trying to start a relationship with you. Why did we never hear from you when I texted you? And she said, "I don't text."
Like, my phone doesn't text. And they're like, oh.
And Jason's like, "I told you that, Soon-hee."
Oh.
"You did. I forgot."
It was a very awkward moment in her evil plan. "You did. I have forgotten.
I have forgotten.
It's like when someone says, "Why is my phone not working?" "Oh, I have forgotten to pay the bill."
"I've forgotten to pay the bill."
"And the company turned it off." "Oh, well."
"Oh, well." And so Toshiko is sick, basically. Then they're like, "Well, you haven't called Angelica." And Jason says, "My mom doesn't call people."
Yeah, that's not what she does. It's not her way.
That's not what she does. And she's like, "Yeah, I liked it
when he said that and Soon-hee looked right at him and says, "Can your mother talk?" And he's like, "I don't know. Can your daughter speak for herself?"
That was a good burn. That was a good burn. He's like, "You speak for your daughter all the time."
Right. And so basically, you guys, this is when he goes kind of out of nowhere. He goes, "Ready, Mom?" And because he's done with it. He's done with this.
Silence.
Now, at that first moment when he said, "Ready, Mom," I went, "Oh my God, is this when they start some type of mother-son dance routine?" Like the routine on Friends with Ross and Rachel did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, because for some reason, I took "Ready, Mom," and then I've had the time of my life, and Toshiko jumps up and they do that. That was what I wanted. That's not what happened.
I don't think that's what happened. Different show.
Unfortunately, she wanted to leave.
She wanted to leave, yeah.
And so Jason is taking her home, and he brings her, I guess it's like an actual glass of water with ice. I'm like, is that a road drink?
And she's drinking
water.
Y'all
know road drinks, right? You got yourself a road beer. I grew up with that.
Wow.
You did that too, right? You were just like,
I never
yourself.
Did that. My brother does that, but I never did that.
Yeah, my brother and I, every time we go out, my brother's like, you want a road drink? I'm like, yeah, that's what we do things around here. I would never do that around here.
You used to.
Well, yes, but you were usually driving.
Yeah. You used to, because one day you went in the house and I wanted to grab a sip of water and I spit it out all over my car because it was just plain vodka.
I didn't want to have to pay for it at the bar. It's when I didn't have much money. Drinks are expensive.
That's when he was drinking Svedka, y'all.
Oh, ooh, that was some rough times.
Wow. Svedka
Step up
vodka.
From Popov.
Have you had Svedka lately? Do you even know what it tastes
like? It's not. You know what? It doesn't taste like anything. That's the problem. That's the problem.
So they're in the. She's drinking the water. She's like, it's dry. I guess because they're in Vegas. So
yeah.
She's drinking. She's used to
Alaska. It's also because they were giving them that Korean beef and they cooked it to death.
And he said, Mom, did you like the food? It wasn't Korean.
Now she's, I want to see this shade.
Yes. Now she's, but she knows that's what soon he wants. Yeah. She knows that's what she wants.
So she's telling him, you got to speak up, Jason, when there's a problem. And he says, she's like, it's not too late to quit.
No. By the way, I just want to say, we forgot to say this. Y'all, it was silence when they were leaving. And then just about to walk out the door, we hear someone says, I hope to see you again. And I went, oh, yeah, Brett's here. And we forgot Brett was here.
Oh, my God. We did forget he was there.
And when he just said, I hope to see you again, I fell out.
That's right. I forgot he was there.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Go. So, yeah, she's telling him he's got to speak up.
She's like, what do you think about Angelica? And they met before. She's like, she's being a little bossy.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And I wrote down, I can barely focus on this scene because I'm trying to figure out why they took a glass in the car.
Nobody has a plastic tumbler.
You would drop that. It'd be all over your car. And there'd be broken glass.
I know. It kind of had a wide mouth, so like it won't help from spilling.
And the fact that there was ice in it, I was just like,
you might as well drink vodka from a snow cone cup.
Yeah. Anyway, it gave me a lot of anxiety. So it does say, so he comes back, and of course, Sun-hee and Angelica are in their bedroom, and Sun-hee's laid up like it's her throne, and walks in, and she's like, it's like, it's fitting you would be here. This is when we finally get into it, y'all. He's had it. He's finally speaking her language.
His mom did say, you gave her a big size diamond. You don't have any money. How did you do that?
Right. You have no money.
You have no money. So yes, she's sitting up there. It reminded me of like soon he's like Jabba the Hutt, not because of her. I'm just saying like this, because
she had Angelica tied to her.
Yes, but Angelica is tied to her.
And his dog is like, nee!
Yeah, or maybe that's the baby. I don't know.
Yeah. That's Amara. Sorry, Amara.
Sorry, Amara.
And Angelica's like, it's a living.
It's a living. So it is, this was, Angelica needed to, this, they're doomed. Angelica needed to be.
This goddamn rainbow keyboard is still flashing.
She needs to not be in this conversation.
She needs to not be in her daughter's life as much as she is. But you know, honestly, she doesn't have a life outside of her daughter. And that is both her and her daughter's fault for not setting boundaries.
Yeah, that's true. And her daughter is engaged to a fucking loser.
Yeah, he really is. That's the perfect word for him. You know, he's a loser. He's just, beside from the hoarding, which is that's an emotional and issue that he needs, and a mental issue he needs to tackle. But he's a loser. He's a loser. That's just it.
He picked up the dog. I guess you'll still love
I
me,
guess
Sham Chan.
Ching Chai or whatever. Ching Chai, I think.
Okay.
Cha-ching. Cha-ching.
They're in Vegas. Cha-ching.
And she's like, you know, I'm going to, she's like, well, Jason, Angelica and I will discuss your offers, like she's, it's like a contract negotiation for an agent.
Yes, because he's like, bossy, we're not bossy. And Angelica's like, I just don't know what you mean when you say I'm accommodating. You're accommodating our marriage.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? And Jason just says, I mean, I get it. His feelings are valid. He's like, it's just this year with all this stuff. And Amara, it's just overwhelmed. It's just not my intention. It's the thing is, if soon he wasn't there,
they'd be fine. He and Angelica would be, Angelica would be moderately happy, and they would have she would have complaints, but they'd be fine. They'd be absolutely fine. Yeah,
because I do think they love each other, and I think he would say, yeah. I think he would tell Angelica, he would say, this year, I'm scared. I'm scared. All this stuff kind of happened. Angelica would say that too. And then they would, now, I don't know if she'd be moderately happy. I think more like, because I think she would be nagging him a lot to fucking like pay the bills on
time. She's got too much of her mom in her.
But soon he is taking that little bit of vulnerability that Jason has of him being overwhelmed as a new fire, and she's grinding in him to make him feel like shit about himself. It's very evil.
So, y'all, the next thing is they're in there in the moment, like a little bit later. And this is when things get meta.
Yeah.
Son, like he Natalie just walks out into the shot.
Well, they walk
on like Uma Thurman style Kill Bill.
Well, yes.
I
enjoyed that movie.
I don't think anybody's ever said, I enjoyed that movie.
That part where she especially got buried alive.
Especially the murdering of all the Japanese gang. I enjoyed that.
So Jason,
I enjoyed that movie.
And so Jason's like, I need to discuss this further. And that's when she's like, we'll decide. And the producer that before Angelica, as soon as he comes in, the producer asked Angelica when she's sitting by Jason, like, how did you feel at the dinner with Jason's mom? And she said, I don't want him to say that he's going to accommodate me. A man in love would say, I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And she's right.
Yeah.
He should say that. Like, and honestly, it is a little weird that, yes, husbands get overwhelmed, but a lot of times when a guy is in love with a woman and they have a baby together, a lot of times it makes them have a bond and love each other more.
Right.
But whose fault is that? Is it Jason's or is it Sunhee's? Because he's not able to have that bond with his baby because Sunhee is – because she would breastfeed that child if she could.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. So it's kind of like where – is it Jason's fault that they're not bonded? I don't know. But anyway, so that's where Angelica turns to him. He said, I do want to marry you. We're doing it. And Angelica said, if you wanted to marry me, you could do it tomorrow. And that's where she starts crying. And soon he comes in.
She goes, listen, you little shit. Y'all, this turns into, this is battle royale shit. I loved it. And this is so meta. She just breaks the... We're like breaking the wall. And anyway, he leaves. He goes out of the house. Yeah. I thought we were in a sound studio. No, we're in his house.
Yeah, because Jason says, look, I've been the nice guy. I put up with you. And that's what she says. Listen, you little shit. I put up with your shit.
Right.
And Jason's like, I don't have to do this. I'm done. He's like, I'm the nice guy. I'm not the asshole. And then Angelica breaks down crying.
What am I going to do with my baby?
You have me, darling. I'll never leave you ever. Look into my eyes.
Angelica.
It's fucked up, y'all. It's fucked up. So let's move on. What's more fucked up, Poodle?
Oh.
Angelica Sunny or fucking Lauren and Lisa?
Or you mean Lisa basically emotionally extorting Lauren to take a pregnancy test?
My God, I hate this woman.
Ooh, it's really bad.
You know, because I almost think Lisa's worse. Because, again, Sunhee...
No, she's the worst.
Jason is a loser. So Sunhee has grounds to stand on.
I think Laura also the Sunhee Angelica thing is super ramped up for tension.
Probably. But Sunhee is batshit crazy though.
Yeah.
But Lisa, like Lauren is married to Laura Lee, who seems to be great and like supportive and normal. And she's completely just undermining their relationship.
Well, part of it is, too, that Lauren is irrevocably codependent from her mother.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In a way that needs intense therapy.
Yes.
And mom, instead of not there would be one thing if mom said, you know, mom encourages it to make herself feel better. And that's the thing. And you can see mom actively trying to put herself between her daughter and her wife.
For sure.
And we said this before. We think it's a little bit in homophobia. We really do believe that.
I think so too.
It's actively done towards Laura Lee.
It's been 2 weeks since the procedure, and that's where Lisa's like, Lauren, let's do a pregnancy test.
Lisa.
That's what I always do. And Lauren's like, no, I don't want to. You know, I promised Laura Lee. And Lisa says, I can pretend like you're not pregnant. And I went, What?
I can pretend.
Like, yeah, I can pretend.
You're not pregnant.
She's like, Mom, no, you can't. She's like, no. No, I can't. I pretend so many things to your father. He doesn't even know. I lie to him constantly. Kenny doesn't know shit. Anyway.
It was basically that. It was basically disturbing.
So they take the test. I mean, she even like grabs her hands like a little kid and says, don't you want to know how to baby? No more baby. Well, we're going to have a baby.
There's this sense too when someone is if someone is always trying to create secrets with you, with either someone else in your life, whether it's your mom or your partner or even a best friend or something like that, that's a sign of a not healthy relationship, you guys. Where they're always trying to make this will be our secret.
Because y'all, you know, guess what? If they have secrets with you,
yeah, exactly.
They have secrets with everyone.
Ugh.
Someone just listened to that and went, oh, fuck. I thought I was the only one. God damn it, Charlotte.
So, of course, and she's like, and Lisa said, this could change our whole lives.
Change our whole life. Pee on the stick. Okay, let's go. Let's
so, of course, she takes it. Of course, she's not pregnant. Now, did you notice, and Lauren said, it's just been such a long time. It's been 2 whole years we've been working on this. And I'm thinking, in a fertility journey like this, 2 years is average.
I think everyone's stories. But yeah. I know a lot. We're older. So probably now we know people.
Maybe 2 years for her age. Yeah,
I think 2 years is a long time. I think she's 29, 30. So she probably has her friends that are getting pregnant much easier.
Yeah.
And so that's what I took it. But yeah, you know, for someone Poodle's age, someone who's 55, who says, it took me only 2 years to get pregnant, that's no time at all.
Yeah, it's no time at all. Just no time at all.
But something that struck me, and you know, I've heard women friends say this too, is that Lauren feels like she's broken, like something's not right with her.
Yeah.
That
she's not normal.
And that's so not true out there. If y'all are listening to this, your body is made more than just to create life. You're not broken, but man, that still is really, you could tell this was not fake crying. She was visibly like distraught.
Right.
And thank goodness she had the support of her mom and she could just lean on her mom and just use her mom as a kind of a solid rock.
No, that's not the case. Mom goes to pieces and her daughter has to comfort her. What a piece of shit. Y'all, this was awful.
It was awful.
Mom was crying. I'm telling you, y'all, if you can't, no. No. This is when I was like, okay, you're unredeemable for me. You can't even support your fucking daughter. You're making it about you.
She's a terrible person. And you know, it's it's just, even afterwards, she's like, her mom saying, well, we'll just do it again. And she's like, Mom, what are you talking about? I don't want to do it.
Right.
Like, this just happened. This is not the
right
time. Yeah,
it feels like it's for her because she wants to watch her daughter's pregnancy test turn up positive. It was fucked up.
Because at first I thought, well, maybe Lisa wants her to fall to pieces so Lisa can be there to pick them up and take care
of
her.
It's a Sunheap move.
A little bit, but she's not good at taking care of her. And so it's more like, is her mom just sad and wants someone in her misery?
Right. And then Lisa dramatically goes and sits at her vanity and takes off her glasses and cries. One last thought here. I wrote down, isn't it interesting how women are waiting for a test result they're hoping is positive, or sometimes they're hoping it's negative. But us, we're waiting on that call from the health department praying it's negative.
That's true. We have
just
a different set of circumstances.
Very different.
Very, very different.
Y'all, in the older days, we used to have to call the health department would call you, or someone from the testing thing would call you. Now you can check online.
Honestly, I didn't worry about me. Every time I would think, am I going to have to tell my mother I have HIV?
Oh, God. I know that. What you said is real, though.
It wasn't me. It was my fear of telling my mother.
Because what were you thinking she would say?
Oh, she'd go to pieces.
Yeah.
But boy, she always would say, you have to
tell me. That's how codependent you are.
She would say, you have to tell me if you're ever sick like that. I'm like, Mom, you'd freak out. I would at first, but then I'd be the only person to make sure you had everything you needed.
Oh, wow. Boy, you could have turned into a smothered.
And then she just, and I said, okay, Mama, you're right. And she would just sing, bye, oh, baby.
That's it. Yes, creepy.
No, I'm kidding.
All right. So the next thing is...
No, they're going fishing.
They're going fishing. Laura Lee is fishing out in the back. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I need to show you something. And so she shows him the negative test. She's like, when did you take this? I thought we were going to do this together. And she's like, she was pushing me. So y'all, at the same time, Lauren throws her mother under the bus because she knows that gets her better in with her wife.
She's pushing me to take it, and I wasn't really ready.
Bullshit.
Well, that is bullshit.
I don't see her as a victim.
I know I don't see her as a victim at all.
No.
Laura Lee's like, this is an emotional roller coaster because I'm upset that she's not pregnant, but I'm upset she did it behind my back. And she's like, I'm just tired of competing with a mom. And y'all, that's where Laura Lee does something. When someone loves someone and wants to put themselves aside sometimes when someone needs it, mm-hmm. Laura Lee doesn't talk about all that. The first thing she says is, you're not broken. No right. matter what, you never disappoint me. You're not a disappointment.
Right. And she says, I love
Laura
you.
Laura Lee asked, yeah, she said, I love you. How did your mom take it?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, Mom didn't take it so good.
In fact, I was having to kind of support her. And Laura Lee's like,
she said, I wish I wouldn't have done it.
So then Laura Lee says, if we try again, can we just make this between us and leave your mom out this time? And she said, you shouldn't be stressing yourself out about the way she feels. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is exactly what shouldn't be happening.
Thank you. And Laura says, well, if it's important to you, and I'll do it. And Laura Lee says, that would be actually amazing. Laura even says, I think this will be nice to go through. It's just her and I. And then she's like, we'll just have to surprise my mom. And Laura Lee says, I don't care. Take her up in a hot air balloon and blow her ass up. I mean, surprise her.
I'd like to do that, too.
I love Laura Lee.
But yeah, this ended in kind of a hopeful note. We might know, they probably were able to announce it on, we follow Laura Lee on Instagram. Maybe they announce where they are in their journey. I need to look.
I kind of hope they are on the next season, only because they've been hard to watch. If Laura Lee and Lauren do a good job of pushing their mother out of the picture, I kind of want Lisa to go insane, and I want to see it.
That's a little much.
Hey,
I don't know. I don't want to watch anyone's destruction.
Don't,
you have
don't
this
fuck
vengeful
with Amar.
Streak.
Don't that, fuck with Amar. I want to see her go crazy.
People think I'm mean and
oh,
negative.
No. Oh,
you're
no.
vengeful.
If you fuck me over, I will never forget.
Yeah.
Never.
Wow. Great.
Now, if you fuck me over and you apologize, I will totally move past it and not think of it ever again. But if you think you got me, just remember, it's like Aunt Peg or Aunt Darla said, Mars like an old dog on a farmhouse porch on a hot summer day, lays there all day. And then when you go in for the night to go to bed, we bite you.
Great.
All right.
That's a nice way to be.
Yep. Anyway, I'm working on it.
So, are you? So let's go on to Kathy and Christina. Kathy's visiting over in her short shorts. And she's coming over there and saying hello.
Her legs look great. I love that she walks in. She's like, Christina, what's the meter? What's the meter?
What's the matter? What's the matter? Meter. And then turns out this is really short, you guys.
She said, I got the poppers and papers. I wrote poppers.
I was like, are you reading my text?
My thing autocorrected to poppers, y'all.
And she's like, no, it's not going to work because Carlo's not going to go for it. And
what's the problem? Why didn't Carlo want
problem?
You to be happy? Why didn't he want you to be happy? Carlo's already telling you, no, what about your life? What about your happiness?
And she basically says to Christina, why can't we do this for me as an investment? You and I will be in on it.
Fuck
again,
it.
Y'all, secrets.
Secrets. I buy the house as an investment. You and I can buy it.
And I'll be Carlo's landlord. Oh, wouldn't that be something?
Oh, bada bing, bada boom. It's great. And Christina's like, this could not be good. And Kathy says, what's the worst case scenario? Let him get mad. He stays mad. Yeah, okay. What's
buying
normal?
A house with your mother is pretty extreme. Yeah.
He's going to hit the roof.
Yeah, he will. We're not going to tell him.
And then she finally relents and she says, look at that smile when you sign that contract. That's going to be probably the beginning of your divorce. Look at that smile.
That's like my smile when I see the guy I'm dating sign his do not resuscitate.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Then I just know
I'm vengeful. That's me. Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
It's not really out of vengeance, though. It's just planning. Yeah. Good planning.
And Kathy just says, now listen, when you tell him, let me know before so I can be prepared when the shit hits the fan.
So I assume, I'm pretty sure this show has been picked up for another season. It's a very popular show for them.
Yeah, I think so, but we don't know.
But the that's it for them.
That's
yes,
it
very,
for them.
Very
yeah.
quick. Very a quick. Little bit of Sharon Dawn as well.
They're in Florida still.
We're not wearing our blonde wigs anymore.
Which I kind of miss.
And Jared is coming down to visit this weekend. And so he's there. And he's like, so what's going on? What's been going on? Belle's over there playing with Pappy. And she's like, well, the other day we did a breast milk facial. And he's like, oh. So whose milk was it?
I did it too. It was so
he's
much
like, oh.
fun. So much fun. We made the day special.
Like, we made the day special. She did sound like that.
She did.
And y'all, Jared just starts in. He's like, well, I came down here because you broke your promise. And I'm like, why is this in front of Dawn? Because I guess it has to be.
And Sharon's like, but I called you. I called you. He was like, I was operating. She's like, but I called you.
I had my hand in a man's colon.
Yes, like I was busy. And Dawn's like, but Jared, can't you look at a point of view? No, Dawn. Okay. She's just kind of sitting there.
And y'all, he says, under your mom's influence, you broke your promise. That happens a lot. And y'all, she doesn't read the room right. And
not
says,
at all.
I've been thinking about something, Jared. What if we moved to Florida earlier than we were talking about?
Because she's like, it's always been our dream, and it'll be perfect. They say that word a lot. They want things to be perfect.
Yeah.
Y'all, let go of that in life. And she, y'all, they had a, this is, I know we laugh at them, and they kind of have had a fluff season, but this is not good.
No.
When, as a couple, you make a plan, and then it switched, and then suddenly you, like Jared said, we have this plan, and then you go down with your mom and you switch the plan. Now, look, do I think Cher just is dying to get out of New York because they, I can't imagine our New York sissies, all of our friends that went through this pandemic in New York City.
COVID's been really hard.
Where we all have been hard, y'all have had it a next level that I don't think any
especially
of us
in the early days.
Yeah. Yes. So, and I think, and literally, I think we're going to see trauma, a traumatic, like people having PTSD, especially in New York City because of it. So I think she just is dying to get out of that. So I understand her, but you can't
but
make
knows,
plans.
She knows he has a 6-year residency and
he only has 1 year left.
And the thing is what she's saying, what she knows that. But what she's hoping he'll say is, think how good it is for me and Belle. And she's ignoring his relationship with their daughter. And that is the problem one, because she's making, not only that she's making her relationship with her mom equal to that, she's making her relationship with her and her mom's relationship, both their triplet relationship, that's more important than his relationship with his daughter.
Yes.
And that's fucked up.
That's fucked up because it's actually not what she's saying. Look, being the spouse of someone who's in medical school going through it is grueling.
Mm-hmm.
It is grueling. It's Sissy Jordana, one of our mods of faith, she deals with that. And that person's gone a lot. And now that Cher is home with a child, she's by herself a lot. But I think if Cher would have came to him and said, hey, I know this was our plan. This is really hard for me right now. What do you think of doing this early? I need a break. I feel this. You're at work. That would have been a whole different thing. You're so right. It's that she's prioritizing her mother and her's relationship above her and Jared's.
Yeah. Well, it's not even that, and it's weird. It's almost like the most important relationship now is her and her mother's and her new and Belle's. It's that is the most important relationship.
I hope to God that kid grows up loving softball and Tank Girl.
Me too. Tank Girl.
And just loves boy thing. Not that girls can do whatever they want.
Girl Interrupted.
But yes, just. Just not interested.
Angelina Jolie picture on her wall.
Yeah, not pretty. Not into that. All the stuff Dawn and Cher are just totally different. Looks just like her dad.
So he says to Cher, you're being manipulated and it feels like you're making all these big decisions without me. And then he says, I'm starting to not really trust you.
And she's and
Cher
she
goes
her,
to pieces.
She's like, no, don't say that. Don't say that. He's like, well, how can I can't trust you when you're around your mom. I heard something
that
in your
that
life.
What noise?
I don't know.
Oh, that's someone doing something outside. Someone's doing some kind of work. Can you hear it?
Yes.
Sorry.
Here. Wow.
That was.
So, y'all.
That, so there's like a buzzsaw next door.
I wish to say it was a buzzsaw. Y'all, Poodle's fuck machine went off. And so. We're gonna. It finally is broken. It's not turning off. We're gonna just keep going with the show. But so kind of final thoughts.
Possessed.
Jared says you're being manipulated. I don't like it. And he says, "Here's the thing. Am I talking? I want to talk to my wife, but I feel like I'm talking to Dawn's daughter."
Yeah, ooh, that was a good line.
I was like, "That is a burn."
And I wrote like, down, and now, Jared for president.
And and he said, now I don't even want to live in Florida anymore because y'all, he's like, I'm going to live in Florida and never have a life with my wife.
Right. All these are things that Jared's needed to say since season one.
Yes. And Dawn just says, he's looking at it so terribly.
Yeah,
boy, she's clueless.
Yeah. I think it would be better if they were just straight up adversarial with one another. It would just be so much easier.
It probably, and then Cher cries, Don Comforter, and like Ann Angelica and Soon Heed. That's the way the show ends.
Bump, bada, bada, bump.
Womp, womp.
Anyway, hopefully this is the end for some mother-daughter couples. Definitely, I think it is with Carla and Rakia. I don't think we're ever seeing them again.
I don't think we're seeing Carla, Rakia, or Amy.
Probably not Amy and Karina because it was too expensive to go to Florida or Hawaii.
So we'll see. Let's hope.
I have a feeling Cher and Dawn will be back. And Kathy and Christina definitely will be.
Laura Lee's a fan favorite, so I think she's going to be back. I need Brittany to come back on this show.
Yeah, Smothered, probably soon he and Angelica will be back too.
Yeah, they will. So, y'all, that's the show. You can go to realitygazepodcast.com. That's where you can find out everything about us that we're doing, our cameos, our Twitters. Our Instagram is realitygazepodcast. And
I also want to say this is the end of Smothered season. However, y'all, if you like the cringe shows like Smothered, we're also doing shows like Me, You, and My Ex.
Me, and My Ex.
Sorry, you're right. I fucked that up. You, Me, and My Ex. And that's got about, I want to say, 5 more episodes left, or maybe 4 or 5.
And then Plathville's dropping on the
we thought it was the 24th, but I think it's the 17th. So only about 3 weeks.
Can't ever get a break.
Nope. That's all on the cringe tier.
Wow. All right, y'all, we're just going to keep on ramrodding through it like Poodle's fuck machine in the background. We'll see you next season.
It's okay, fucky. I'll be right there.
Okay, boys.
Y'all, be sure to... Wow, fucky the fuck machine. Fucky the fuck machine. Okay. It's like Teddy Ruxpin, but hornier. Y'all be sure to... follow us on all those stuff so next time when you know next season's Mother is jumping out. We thank you so much for your support, our patrons and our super sissies. We love you. Now, y'all, remember, go love your mother. And how do you love your mother, Poodle?
You lick her face.